the What True Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori and Main interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this should. Hi, Piper. Hi, Rain. Welcome to the What True Next podcast.
Thank you.
For our listeners, Piper Rain is an author duo. So we got Piper, we got Rain. And so we're going to talk about how did they meet, how did they work together, and some of their latest releases, as well as some book recommendations. So let's get started with Piper. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. I am a mom of two, daughter and a son, and I live just outside of Toronto in Canada. Mm-hmm. And I don't have any hobbies these days, except for like reading, authoring, and momming. So I live a pretty boring existence.
I love this. It is all good. I think we're all coexisting at this point, you know. Yeah. After the past couple of years, we might as well just coexist. So
yes.
It's all good. It's all good. So Rain, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a mom as well. I live outside of Chicago. And I have two kids, two twins, 14-year-olds, boy and girl. And other than reading and authoring and momming, I would say maybe like binge watching TV shows, I would say. Yeah. Like Bravo, especially.
Bravo. Okay. So what kind of Bravo? Are you in touch with the Scandal Wall? You know?
Well, yeah. It's funny. She's gonna start watching Vanderpump Rules because of the drama.
It's worthwhile. So Bravo showed up. I've been watching from the beginning. It's a great background show to watch. It's high stakes. It's great for like, you know, if you think about conflict and you think about like drama, it's a great show for that.
And I'm a big Housewives watcher.
Yeah.
So I don't know why. And so I think I never watched because I was a little bit not loving Lisa Vanderpump after her exit from, you know, Beverly Hills. And so I sort of like protesting. But now I'm like, no, I need to see all the drama play out.
Yeah, I could not care less about Lisa. Lisa's just kind of like an afterthought. I like the drama of it. And like, honestly, the first few seasons, I was so, they're like, it's so messy. It's like reality TV show goal. It's messy. There's cheating. There's scandals. They hit each other. There's backstabbing. There's mean girls. It's the gift that keeps on giving. And then you see the root of like this scenario. Like people cheated on each other, but it's not this level of scandal wall that we have experienced.
Yeah.
You know, this reckoning.
Yeah. So.
You know, I spent, when the news broke, I spent literally a week just immersed in it, and not that I was telling the coworkers about it. You know? Informing them like what is going on, you know. So so it is all good. So thank you for indulging me with that. So let's go back to reading. So and writing, how did you two meet?
We shared an editor, actually. We were in 2014. We were at our first book signing when we wrote separately. Mm-hmm. And we shared an editor who introduced us, and we remained friends over the years. We'd kind of toyed with the idea of writing together. It never happened for one reason or another. And then I think finally in 2016, right? Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, are we going to do this? Or not, basically.
You're like, let's do it. So what's the process like for you both to work on this together?
Our process is a little bit different than a lot of other co-authors that we know, but we plot everything together. So we decide on our series, and then we plot like the entire series together. I mean, loosely, we know like tropes, we know couples, we know professions, things like that. And then when we get to the book, then we'll dive in a little bit deeper. And then one of us writes the entire rough draft. And then the other one comes in behind with editing and then sees it through the entire editing process, which is like two editors and a proofreader.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
And the person that wrote the rough draft will read it if they have time. And then just to make sure that they're okay with everything that happened, you know, anything that changed, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and you alternate who writes what, you know, per book or per series? Is that, you know?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Usually per series. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. And so you're writing consistently, like you're publishing. So what's the writing schedule for you both looks like, you know, writing, editing, putting books together? Because this is like a whole, you know, family affair. Like it's a lot of work. Like you're doing the whole thing, you know? Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we keep telling ourselves we're gonna slow down, but it just never seems to happen. It is, as Piper, we used to until this year release every 6 weeks, and now it's every 7. We gave ourselves an extra week. Yeah, and under P Rain, which is our Kindle Unlimited pen name that we're just sort of launching this year, that's about every 8 weeks ish. And so it is a nonstop, like we are all like, honestly, always either writing, revising, like we're always in some form of like creation of a book. Yeah. We try to get a few books ahead, so we have like a little bit of wiggle room, you know, cause life happens. But yeah, no, we are always in some level of writing a book. It just doesn't stop.
All right. And you mentioned P Rain, you're launching this year for Kindle Unlimited. Talk to us about like the rationale. I know Kindle Unlimited it's having its moment, you know, thanks to Book Talk. And so what's the rationale? What can we just expect from this series that's different from Piper Rain, you know?
P Rain is going to be darker, more angsty, not as light and fluffy as our family ones, right? So, and the rationale for going to Kindle Unlimited was more just, we just kind of wanted to try our hand at it a little bit. But we never would put our Piper Rain stuff because we love our fan base that we have, and mm-hmm. that extends to a lot of international readers, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, we hate that, you know, we had to make that choice, but we feel like it was the best choice for where P Rain would sit in the industry, I guess, or in the
market. Yeah. Yeah, and I think it's somebody diversifying your income streams, like to different places. It's yeah. just to see and diversify, and you know, diversifying your reader. Like some readers may be Kindle Unlimited diehard, and they may just like find them here, and then they realize they're like, oh no, I can borrow this from the library, or yes, I can actually get the audiobook from Scribd, or I can actually buy the book and like, you know, listen to it. So you know, there's plus and there's minuses. The plus is like, you know, going wide, you can buy it everywhere, yeah. you know. So yeah, so this is exciting. So all right, so let's talk about the Kingsman football series. What is the elevator pitch for the series?
Oh Lord, the elevator pitch. For the series, oh geez, okay, I don't have an elevator pitch, but I'll give you a few sentences.
Yeah,
so it's set in San Francisco, and they're, you know, it's the 49ers, but in our world it's the Kingsmen because we can't say it's the 49ers. So it's basically set in, it's a found family affair. All of our books really have either like it is an actual large family or it's a found family, that revolves around the lives of three football players and their lady loves. And we start off with Lee and Shayna, who became enemies back in college. I don't want to spoil too much because there is the free prequel False Start available. So if people want the details of what happened, they can pick that up. And basically they find themselves working together. Once again, he shows up for the first day of training camp, and the girl who got away, who hates him, is the new trainer for the team. And so mm-hmm. now they have to find a way to coexist. And Lee is not going to go down without a fight. He wants her to know that he is sorry for the things that transpired back in college.
Yep. And this book is great on audio. Like I got to listen to it and it was like, it kept me company. I was like the whole experience was like, oh, this is so good. So
I was happy to hear that. Yeah. We just moved to doing duets for all our audio. And I think it makes a big difference in the enjoyable and how enjoyable it is to listen to.
Yeah. So, all right. So we have over my brother's dad's buddy, Chase Andrews. It's your upcoming release, and this is probably the last one in the series, correct? So tell us what are the tropes? What can readers expect from this one?
Well, you got my brother's best friend, obviously. Yeah. Neighbors. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I knew with neighbors. I guess Grumpy Sunshine.
Yep.
What else am I missing?
I just did this for the newsletter. I wrote like 10. So I was like, okay, then you gotta do this. I was like, found family, forced proximity. There's something that happens that kind of forces them to continue to interact together. Opposite the Track. Yeah, we said Grumpy Sunshine. It's not really a holiday romance, but it is in the sense that she's away from her real life and she's just there for like a limited amount of time. So there's sort of an end date to when she's going to be living in San Francisco. Yeah, and I forget the rest, but that's the main ones for sure.
There we go. You got me a brother's best friend. Like, what more can you ask for? Like, brother's best friend. You know, so and what can we expect for P Rain? What are any upcoming releases that we should be on the lookout to?
Yeah, the first book in the Mafia Academy series, which is titled Vow of Revenge, comes out on April 27th. And so that is an Academy romance, arranged marriage, enemies to lovers. Ooh. Set in the world of the Mafia. It's like a secret school where just the Mafia children go. So
love it. You gave me schools. You gave me like probably sociopaths or Mafia people. And then, you know, rich kids behaving badly. Right. You know, give me like those tropes and I'm like, okay, yeah. I'm here for it. Right. Like a side of killing or a side of like, you know, doing something wrong or I'll make you be my wife. It's great, yeah. You know. Mm-hmm. Also, like kidnapping is great too.
Not in real life. There's oh, actually, no. I was gonna say there's no kidnapping in that, but that's not true. Well, there
we go. This is awesome. So, okay, so let's chat some reading. What kind of books do you tend to read? Do you tend to read romance? Do you tend to read non-romance? Like, what keeps you engaged? You know, in those pockets of time where you get a little breather.
I am pretty much only romance reader, but I am in a book club. And so like, if somebody else chooses, I've been getting into mystery and thrillers, or they are lately. So I've read a couple of those. But other than that, if it's my own choice, I usually do pick romance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say I'm about 80% romance, 10% nonfiction, 10% like mystery thriller.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just find the thing with thrillers is like I can't turn my writer brain off. So it is very hard for one to surprise me. Mm-hmm. Like I generally am like, it's the same with movies. My husband gets so annoyed with me. Like, because like I'll just be like, oh, so this and this and this is gonna happen and I'm generally right. I just can't turn it off. So yeah. I do enjoy thrillers, but I find like I just like I don't know. I think it's probably like readers too. If you read a lot, you pick up on certain things, and so unless it's a really good twist, it's hard to surprise me, so they don't engage, which is weird because like with romance, you know, it's you kind of very often with a trope, you know what's coming. Like if it's brother's best friend, you know they're going to get caught by the brother and you're waiting for it, and that doesn't bother me that I know that's going to happen, but somehow in like a different genre, if I kind of have an idea what's going to happen, I don't enjoy it as much. So
well, I think spoilers promise you that's going to be twist and turning. You won't know what's going to happen. It's going to keep guessing. And I think maybe the expectation that keeps you guessing. Well, romance, you're like, I know the formula. I know it's going to, I know there's going to be beats. I know there might be a third act breakup. I know that there's, but I know the end is everyone's going to be happy. No one's going to die. Yeah. So it's like, you know, you get a comfort of no one's gonna die, you know, while the other one you're like, well, they're gonna probably kill this person, you know. So awesome. All right, so let's chat some book recommendations. Do you have any books to recommend our listeners to pick up?
Yes, my first one is Scandalized by Ivy Owens. Mm-hmm. Which is one half of Christina Lauren. Mm-hmm. And I really, really enjoyed this one. I called Rain after I was done reading and I was like, okay, you have to read this. I loved it. The reason I loved it is you could feel, it was kind of like a bit of an insta-love or insta-lust, mm-hmm. whatever, which doesn't bother me. But I mean, you could really feel these two people falling for each other and how much they cared about each other and really how, odd they were at how quickly they felt for each other. Mm-hmm. So I love that book. I like ate it up, recommend it to everybody I know who reads romance. And I think that Rain really enjoyed it too when she read it.
Yeah, I did. Well, I mean, it helped that, like, so the hero in that is Korean and my husband's Korean. So that, like, helped a lot.
Yeah. And it's best friend's brother. So you get the forced proximity, celebrity, celebrity. You don't know he's a celebrity. And you're like, oh my gosh, you're really famous.
Yeah. And then I told Piper too, like, I thought it was going somewhere to, like, that, like, third act, like, breakup.
Yeah.
But she surprised me on that one. Like, I was like surprised on what it did happen. So,
So. Love it. Rain, do you have any recommendations or?
Yeah, I mean, we both also loved the Ravenwoods series by Kate Stewart. So those are, like, we listened to them on audio though. So that was, like, that was our first, like, it was my first, I shouldn't say it was Piper's first, but the dual narration, you know what I mean? Like, that was just.
I had to listen to this on audio. I heard great things about it, and I heard also it's going to rip your heart, you know.
Right? Yeah. So good, though. If I could do it over again, I would do it over again.
Yeah, I'm like, do I want to be have my heart rip? I don't know. My therapist told me I should, but it's it's so good. Awesome. So, Piper Rain, tell us where you can find you online.
You can find us on our website at Piper Rain. It's RAYNE.com. And we have a page with all our freebies on it, with all our bonus scenes. We have a list of all our books by trope, depending on kind of what feel you're looking for, what you're looking for. And from there, we have a link to all of our socials, Instagram and all that, you know, Facebook, all that stuff.
Thank you, Piper. Thank you, Rain, for being on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With Libro.fm, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports your local community. If you're new to audiobooks, there's a perfect way to squeeze into more reading into your busy life. Listen with the free Libro.fm app while you do your chores, walk your dog, relax at home. The Watch Read Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get 2 audiobooks on Libro.fm for the price of 1 with your first month of membership. Use code WATCHREADNEXT. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.